Hi everyone, this is Chanel with a quick update on Peace Out. First of all, thank you to everyone who leaves us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or other podcast apps. That means so much to us and makes us smile. Some listeners have asked us in reviews if we can reply to the reviews. Well, here's the thing. There isn't really a way to reply to the reviews directly. They're just posted on the apps for everyone to see. We can't really do anything to change them either. And to answer another review, we don't get to choose which reviews are shown. But I can tell you that we really do read every single review and appreciate it so much. Thank you. And if you haven't already, we would love for you to leave us 5 stars if you like Peace Out and subscribe. That helps other kids find us so that they can relax and find calm too. Before we get to our update, let's do a quick exercise. Stand up with me now. You can also sit down for this too and follow along. Now that we're standing up tall, start pouring your weight into your right leg. A little more. And now try to put all your weight on your right side, even lifting your left foot off the ground. How long can you balance like this? When you can't balance anymore, put your left foot down. Now, start to pour your weight into your left leg. Keep going. When all your weight is going down to your left foot, lift your right foot off the ground. When you're ready, put your right foot back down. Come back to the center. Come back to a good balance where your weight is even and you're not leaning left or right or front or back. You're just perfectly balanced in the center. Take a nice deep breath here and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and out. Well done. Let's sit down now. How did you feel when your weight was all on one side? How long do you think you could balance on one foot? 10 seconds? 1 minute? 5 minutes? How did it feel to come back to the center? Were you able to feel balanced then? We were balancing our physical body just now, but we can also balance ourselves in our mind and with how we're feeling too. Sometimes when we have a lot to do, it's normal to feel stressed. For example, it might make us feel off balanced if there's a lot of homework that we have to get done in a short period of time, or when we're trying to get used to doing all the work on a laptop or a tablet, and then the screen freezes, or we accidentally close something without saving our work, then frustration follows and knocks us off balance even more. Imagine that being like trying to balance on one leg for a long time. We might be able to do it for a while, but eventually our standing leg will get tired and wobbly, and we'll have to put the other foot down, right? Sometimes coming back to the center for a rest and to rebalance and recharge is enough. That's like when we remember to pause during our day, to just rest or be mindful, take a few deep breaths, take a break. Then we may be ready to go back and may even be able to balance on one leg for longer because we've had that rest. But sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we can't balance on one leg right now. Maybe we're just able to lean to one side, but need to stay on our 2 feet. And that's okay too. So that might mean talking to your parents or your teacher to say you need more time to finish your work, or thinking about how much you really can do in one day while balancing everything else that you need and want to do. It might mean that you can do one thing, but the other thing might need to be done another time. This might look different to everyone. For me, I know that right now I want to keep doing everything that I'm doing, which is being with my family, helping my daughters with their schoolwork, working at my job, working on my yoga teacher training, and of course, making peace out. But to be able to do all of this, I know that I need to change some things so that I can keep myself balanced. And this means giving myself more time to write and record Peace Out. So I talked to our team about it. I'm glad that they understood, and we're all happy to keep making episodes, but release them every 3 weeks instead of every other week. This way, I still get to do what I love here and everything else while keeping a good balance that is healthy for me. This also goes for our emails to peaceout@bedtime.fm. Please keep writing and know that we will eventually read and reply to every single email that we get because we just love hearing from you. Right now, all of my work is done in front of a computer, so I really need a break from it when I'm done work. So I won't be checking the Peace Out email as often, so please be patient. And again, know that we appreciate all the messages and kindness stories coming in and will reply to you in time. I hope you understand and thank you so much. The Peace Out team is John Karsten, who recently joined us as our sound editor, and of course our producer Rob Griffiths from Bedtime FM, and me. And so on behalf of our whole team, we hope that you and your family are staying well. We are very grateful that you listen to Peace Out and that we get to be a small part of your day. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within.